In our busy lives today, where we can talk right away and share our thoughts with just a click, the old wisdom of Stoicism gives us a lasting way to keep our inner calm. Stoicism comes from ancient Greek and Roman thinkers and tells us to build goodness, toughness, and a peaceful mind when life gets tough. This helpful video will explore the main ideas of Stoicism, focusing on 11 subjects that someone following Stoicism tries not to talk about to keep their inner calm. By following Stoic principles, you can handle life's challenges with grace, wisdom, and a strong sense of purpose. Number 1. Your judgment about others. Stoicism tells us to avoid talking about what we think of other people. When we interact with others, we often judge them without even thinking. But Stoicism wants us to stop and think about what our judgments say about us, not about the other person. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher from a long time ago, said it's important to look at ourselves before judging others. He believed true wisdom comes from knowing ourselves, admitting our mistakes, and understanding that we can get better. Thinking about ourselves helps us be humble and open-minded when dealing with others. Stoicism teaches us to check if our judgments come from being good or from personal biases. Are we criticizing others based on what they do, or because we already made up our minds about them? Being aware of ourselves helps us tell the difference between fair judgments and ones that come from not knowing or unfair ideas. Stoicism also says we should not talk too much about what we think of others. This fits with the saying, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." Epictetus wanted people to listen more and judge less. If we listen without judging right away, we can understand others better and connect with them. Listening isn't just sitting there. It means really trying to understand what others are saying. The wise Stoic knows everyone has their own journey with challenges and successes that we might not see. When we don't judge, we show compassion and make room for everyone, including ourselves, to grow. Talking about our judgments often keeps negativity going. Stoicism, which aims for calm and inner peace, says we should break free from this negativity. When we stop sharing judgments, we free ourselves from unnecessary negativity that can hurt our minds and relationships. Stoicism says we can't control the world outside, but we can control how we react inside. When we choose not to talk about negative things, we show we have control and follow Stoic ideas. This freedom lets us face life calmly, without the weight of unnecessary judgments. Stoicism is all about building good qualities, and one of them is humility. The wise Stoic knows perfection is just an idea, not something real, and we should always try to get better. When we don't talk about what we think of others, we create a space where humility can grow. Humility helps us see that our view is limited, and we all make mistakes. Stoicism tells us to focus on growing ourselves instead of always judging others. By doing this, we not only make ourselves better, but also make a world where people respect and understand each other. Number 2. Your take on conspiracy theories. In today's world, where there's so much information, conspiracy theories are talked about a lot. People discuss things like faked moon landings or global pandemics being planned. These ideas can grab our attention and lead to strong arguments. But following Stoic philosophy can help us stay calm and think clearly about these theories. Stoicism says we should focus on what we can control. Conspiracy theories, which are often complicated and uncertain, are not something we can change. Stoicism tells us to use our energy on things that make our lives better and help everyone. Epictetus, a wise philosopher, said, "We can't pick what happens to us, but we can choose how we react." For conspiracy theories, Stoicism advises not spending too much time and emotion on discussions that don't bring us closer to being good and calm people. Talking about conspiracy theories can make us feel more anxious and scared. Stoicism, which is all about having a peaceful mind, warns against letting unnecessary worry take over. Stoic thinkers understand that the outside world is unpredictable. Spending time on unproven theories can stop us from dealing with life's problems calmly. By not getting into talks about conspiracy theories, we protect ourselves from feeling too anxious and make room in our minds for what's really important, how we react to things outside of our control. This shows the Stoic idea of being tough and calm in tough times. Stoicism supports searching for wisdom and truth, but it says we should be careful. When talking about conspiracy theories, a Stoic thinker looks for truth with a clear and open mind. Instead of sticking to one belief, Stoicism asks us to look at the evidence and be willing to change our minds if there's a good reason. Epictetus also talked about knowing what we can control and what we can't. For conspiracy theories, Stoicism wants us to be smart about what information is likely true and what is probably just guessing. By having a smart mind, we avoid believing everything or thinking nothing is true. Talking about conspiracy theories means dealing with a lot of different information. Stoicism says we should keep our honesty and use our brains when we talk about these things. A Stoic thinker knows that people don't know everything, so they don't act like they do. Marcus Aurelius, another wise Stoic, talked about being humble. He said, "I want the truth, and the truth doesn't hurt anyone. What hurts us is pretending and not knowing." By not talking about things that make us close-minded or ignore other ideas, we follow Stoicism's idea of finding the truth by thinking carefully. Number 3. Your use of drugs and alcohol. Stoicism focuses a lot on controlling what we want and how we act. When we talk about our habits with drugs and alcohol, it often leads to people judging and arguing. The wise Stoic person knows that pleasure doesn't last, and too much of it can be dangerous. So they talk about these things with self-control and careful thinking. Epictetus gives advice like, "If you're good, you're smart. If you're smart, you're kind. If you're kind, you're happy." Acting like a Stoic means valuing being good over enjoying things for a short time. It means understanding that real happiness comes from living a good life. When we avoid talking about our bad habits, we not only keep our dignity, but also make our social world more peaceful. Number 4. Your religious beliefs or upbringing. In the diverse world we live in, people's religious beliefs and how they were brought up are really important. The ancient philosophy of Stoicism gives us smart advice on how to talk about these personal things without causing problems. Instead of getting into arguments, Stoicism suggests we should understand each other and handle conversations about religion with respect and humility. Stoicism tells us to be tolerant and understanding towards others, no matter what religion they follow or where they come from. Epictetus, a Stoic teacher, said it's crucial to see the common humanity that connects all of us. When Stoic people talk about religion, they try to create an atmosphere of respect instead of fighting over different beliefs. Stoicism helps us see and appreciate the variety of religious views. By doing this, Stoic folks show fairness and recognize the value of each person, no matter what religion they belong to. Talking about religion often involves faith and things we can't know for sure. Stoicism tells us to accept that there are limits to what we can understand. When Stoics talk about religion, they do it with humility, knowing that some things are beyond our understanding. Marcus Aurelius, who was both a Stoic philosopher and an emperor, thought about how short life is. He said, "You don't have much time left. Live like you're on a mountain." Stoics focus on living a good life and making a positive impact on the world. Instead of arguing about religious mysteries, they concentrate on being wise and virtuous. Stoicism encourages empathy, especially when talking about religious beliefs. Stoics know that everyone's journey is different because of their upbringing and culture. When they talk about religion, Stoics try to understand the many beliefs that make up the diverse human experience. Seneca, another Stoic thinker, talked about the importance of empathy. Every time you meet a person, there's a chance to be kind. By being kind and understanding when talking about religion, Stoics not only build goodwill, but also create a peaceful social environment. Religious discussions can easily turn into arguments. Stoicism tells us not to argue or force our beliefs on others. Stoics believe that true persuasion comes from living a good life, not from winning arguments. Epictetus, a wise Stoic, warned against useless debates. If someone gave your body to a stranger, you'd be angry. Aren't you ashamed to let your mind be confused by anyone who attacks you with words? By avoiding arguments about religion, Stoics create an atmosphere of respect and peace, making society better for everyone. Number 5. Your problems or complaints. Life is like a big show with lots of challenges. But there's this cool idea called Stoicism that says we should face problems in a special way. Instead of getting all caught up in our issues, we should stay strong and handle tough times with wisdom. Stoicism teaches us to be tough and stay strong when things get hard. When we talk about our own problems, we should be calm and think clearly. Epictetus, a guy who was once a slave and later became a wise philosopher, showed us this. He said the real power we have is in how we deal with life's tough moments. He said something smart. It's not that we don't have enough time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Stoicism tells us to use our time wisely, focusing on solutions instead of complaining all the time. Talking about our problems can make things worse. Stoicism tells us to be careful with our words and not burden others with our issues. The Stoic person knows when to stay quiet, understanding that not every problem needs to be shared with everyone. Seneca, another smart Stoic, said, "Silence is a lesson learned through life's many sufferings." Keeping certain struggles to ourselves not only helps our own mental health, but also makes the world a more positive place. Stoicism is big on accepting things we can't control. When we have personal problems, Stoics figure out what they can change and what they just have to accept. This helps them respond to challenges in a smart way, choosing acceptance over pointless complaining. Epictetus kept it short and sweet. We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them. Stoics know they can't control everything, so they put their energy into doing something constructive instead of just complaining. Stoics also believe in being thankful. When they face problems, they try to find things to be grateful for. Marcus Aurelius said, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." By being grateful, Stoics rise above challenges and see life in a bigger way. Avoiding constant complaints not only helps you but also makes the world a better place. Stoics get that the social vibe depends on how everyone thinks. By not spreading negativity through complaints, Stoics add good vibes to the social atmosphere. Epictetus nailed it. We have the power to hold no opinion about a thing and to not let it upset our state of mind. For things have no natural power to shape our judgments. Stoics, by staying calm about personal problems, become a source of calmness in the world. Number 6. Your opinions on politics. Political discussions have the potential to ignite passionate debates, often leading to division and animosity. Stoicism encourages us to focus on what is virtuous and within our control, steering clear of contentious political debates that may disturb our inner tranquility. Epictetus wisely advises, we cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them. To be like a Stoic is to engage in political discussions with a measured and rational mind, avoiding the pitfalls of excessive emotional involvement. By embracing a Stoic approach to politics, we contribute to a more civil and constructive discourse. Number 7. The mistakes you've seen other people make. It's natural to observe the mistakes of others and form opinions about their choices. However, Stoicism urges us to turn our gaze inward and focus on our own journey of self-improvement. Discussing the mistakes of others often leads to gossip and negativity, detracting from our own pursuit of virtue. As Seneca wisely noted, "He who is brave is free." To be like a Stoic is to cultivate the courage to face our own shortcomings and the humility to recognize that we, too, are fallible. By avoiding discussions that revolve around the mistakes of others, we create an atmosphere of encouragement and mutual support. Number 8. Your relationship with money. In a world driven by material pursuits, Stoicism provides a guiding light on how to navigate the complexities of wealth and financial success. Discussions about one's financial status can easily lead to envy, judgment, or a false sense of superiority. The Stoic, however, recognizes that true wealth lies in the cultivation of virtue, not the accumulation of possessions. Epictetus teaches us, wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. To be like a Stoic is to approach discussions about money with modesty and gratitude. By avoiding conversations that foster greed or discontent, we contribute to a more virtuous and harmonious society. Number 9. Your relationship with your body. In a world that often fixates on physical appearance, Stoicism provides a refreshing perspective on the relationship between mind and body. Discussions about one's body image or physical prowess can lead to comparisons and insecurities. The Stoic, however, recognizes that true well-being arises from the cultivation of a virtuous and disciplined mind. Marcus Aurelius reflects this wisdom. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. To be like a Stoic is to appreciate the body as a vessel for the soul, not as a source of vanity or insecurity. The Stoic refrains from engaging in discussions that contribute to the commodification of the body or the pursuit of superficial ideals. By focusing on the inner virtues that lead to true well-being, we align ourselves with the Stoic principle that lasting happiness is found within, transcending the ephemeral nature of physical appearance. Number 10. Your beliefs about other people. Our beliefs about others can shape our interactions and relationships. Stoicism teaches us to approach these beliefs with a healthy dose of skepticism and humility. Discussing our beliefs about others can easily lead to misjudgments and perpetuate stereotypes. The Stoic, however, seeks to understand others with an open mind, recognizing the inherent complexity and individuality of each person. Seneca, in his timeless wisdom, reminds us, we should every night call ourselves to an account. What infirmity have I mastered today? What passions opposed? What temptation resisted? What virtue acquired? To be like a Stoic is to cultivate the virtue of understanding and empathy, avoiding discussions that reinforce narrow-mindedness or prejudice. Number 11. Your achievements. While celebrating achievements is a natural inclination, Stoicism guides us to view success with a measured perspective. Discussions about personal accomplishments can lead to arrogance and the illusion of self-sufficiency. The Stoic, however, acknowledges that external achievements are fleeting and often beyond our control. Epictetus imparts this wisdom. We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them. To be like a Stoic is to appreciate achievements with gratitude and humility, recognizing that true fulfillment comes from the journey of self-improvement rather than the accolades of the external world. By avoiding discussions that inflate our ego or breed arrogance, we foster a more grounded and virtuous approach to success. In embracing the Stoic philosophy, we embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery and personal growth. The Stoics, through their timeless wisdom, offer us a roadmap to navigate the complexities of life with grace and resilience. By steering clear of discussions that can lead to discord, judgment, or unnecessary conflict, we embody the Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Wisdom is the cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. It involves cultivating a deep understanding of ourselves, our emotions, and the world around us. When it comes to the 11 subjects we should avoid discussing, wisdom calls us to reflect on the consequences of our words and choose conversations that contribute positively to our well-being and the well-being of those around us. Courage, according to the Stoics, is not the absence of fear, but the ability to face challenges with equanimity. When it comes to discussing topics such as politics or personal achievements, courage encourages us to approach these conversations with a calm and rational mind. By refraining from heated debates or boasting about our accomplishments, we embody the Stoic ideal of facing external circumstances with inner strength. Justice, in the Stoic sense, is about treating others with fairness and empathy. avoiding discussions that involve passing judgment on others, gossiping about their mistakes, or imposing our beliefs fosters an atmosphere of justice. By approaching conversations with an open mind and a compassionate heart, we contribute to a more just and harmonious social environment. Temperance involves mastering our desires and impulses, a central tenet of Stoicism. When it comes to discussing personal habits, relationships, or money, temperance calls us to exercise restraint and prudence. By avoiding conversations that revolve around excess, greed, or superficial desires, we align ourselves with the Stoic principle that true fulfillment comes from living in accordance with virtue.